Welcome. This CD is being recorded by Faith Wood of Inspiring Minds Consulting Limited, a professional performance hypnotherapist, and this CD is designed to assist you in managing those stressful events that we find ourselves in. So if worry and anxiety and stress are keeping you awake at night, this CD may be found to be beneficial in terms of teaching you some strategies and techniques for letting go of all of those thoughts and energies that spin around inside our minds when we most need to be going to sleep. So I'd like you to find yourself a nice quiet place to sit and listen to this CD. Do not listen to this CD while you're driving, for suggestions in this CD may be found to put you to sleep and could have some detrimental effects. So find yourself a nice reclining chair or supported on your bed. And perhaps the best possible way to listen to this CD is with headphones over your ears. In fact, I think you'll find that this CD's suggestions are going to provide you some pretty effective strategies for relaxing, releasing, and letting go. So finding yourself in a nice quiet place, completely supported, take a deep breath in and fill up your lungs. And then just exhale slowly. Begin to feel all the tension and the tightness of the day releasing from your mind and from your body. That's right. Take another nice deep breath in, fill up your lungs. And exhale slowly. Just begin to feel your shoulders sag and droop. And the next breath in, filling up your lungs, quieting your mind. And exhaling slowly, and just allow your eyes to close. Begin to experience a sense of heaviness, droopiness, a sagging. I want you to focus on the tiny, tiny muscles around your eyes. These are the easiest muscles of the body to release. And you can imagine them like loose rubber bands, loose and letting go. And as they release and let go of the tension and the tightness, begin to feel a heaviness, a drowsiness. For the heavier your eyes begin to feel, the more relaxed and comfortable you'll begin to feel as you listen to the sound of my voice and allow the sound of my voice to be the only sound you focus upon. For the sound of my voice is carrying with it the most wonderful suggestions which will help you achieve a much higher level of relaxation. Even as you listen to the sound of my voice, you find that all the other sounds fade away in the distance, and nothing bothers you, and nothing disturbs you or distracts you, for there is nothing that needs your attention right now except to listen to the wonderful sound and quality of my voice. And with every breath you take, and with every sound that you hear, begin to feel yourself melting, sinking, slowing down, so that every muscle grows loose and lazy. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things, and it won't matter if you find you can't imagine all of them. You might actually find your mind wanders a little bit, and that my voice seems to fade into the background. It doesn't matter. The sound of my voice will always be with you, calming and soothing and relaxing you. So it really doesn't matter if you hear every word that I say, because very soon you're going to feel so sleepy and so drowsy, more relaxed than you've ever known yourself to be. So I'd like you to start out by using that wonderful creative mind of yours. Begin to imagine yourself standing on the very top of a vibrant green hill, perhaps one that's associated with a tropical island vacation. As you stand at the top of the hill, you begin to notice the warmth of the sun on your head, on your shoulders. You can see the long grasses around you that move slightly in the very gentlest of breeze. And as you imagine looking down the hill, you notice a narrow, winding path that seems to disappear into a dark forest. And beyond the forest, you can imagine the ocean. The sunlight, from the clearest of blue skies, just seeming to glance off the tops of the waves rolling out in the bay. And the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. And you begin to move lazily and easily down the path. The ferns, the grasses, not causing any discomfort whatsoever. Your breathing is pure and gentle. And those grasses seem to brush gently against your legs, caressing your skin as you pass. And you catch just the faintest smell of salt in the sea air that is borne out on the breeze. And all of these sensations cause you to slow down and develop a deep sense of inner peace. As you become more and more relaxed, become aware of the distant sound of the ocean out on the shore. Listen to the seabirds that seem to call faintly from a long way off. And begin to marvel at the deep sense of calmness and inner peace that is sweeping over you now as you move down, down towards the forest. Moving so easily now, so effortlessly, that you feel almost as though you're floating on air. And in no time at all, begin to find yourself drifting through the trees, the leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, the branches making irregular patterns against the blue clear of the sky. It feels pleasantly cool in the forest, and the gentle sound of this bird singing, echoing faintly, the scent of the trees and the undergrowth seem to calm and relax you still further as you move easily into the inviting depths, growing lazier and lazier and lazier with each and every step that you take. Beginning now to hear a stream somewhere gurgling, mingling with the sound of the ocean waves. And as you follow the winding path down, down towards the beach that you know is somewhere in front of you, as you weave through the dark curtain of trees and brush aside all the leaves, until, quite suddenly, you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and begin to find yourself standing on the most amazing deserted beach. A beautiful golden shoreline that sweeps away in a gentle curve in front of you to a distant point where the trees come all the way down to the shore, and you can feel the sand beneath your toes, warm and soft, as you stroll lazily across the broad beach towards the water's edge. Feel the sand becoming a darker golden color, moist and firm and cool beneath your feet as you approach the shoreline. And if you look back, noticing a lazy trail of footprints leaving soft impressions in the sand behind you. Soon, feeling the warm passage of waves as they foam up around your feet and draw away the last shred of tension and tightness from your body. Listen to the sound of the water. Notice the sunlight on the waves, and soon find yourself creating a sense of timelessness as you rest in a comfortable position and gaze out across the rolling depths of the ocean, out towards the horizon, idly trickling warm golden sand through your fingers. And as you look towards the horizon, noticing a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean begins. And as you try to sort it all out, begin to notice a small cloud appearing somewhere near the horizon. Comes towards the island quite quickly, and it grows larger as it approaches, until it seems to be immediately over your head. As you look up, it is the largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember seeing. And as you look at that cloud, you know somehow, just by instinct, that you can let all of your worries and cares and fears, anxieties and tensions and stress, just drift up towards this large white cloud. Any doubts, any hesitations, you can actually see them drifting away from you in a long and slow spiral. Perhaps looking a bit like the smoke from a bonfire, just spiraling away from you towards this large, white, fluffy cloud. And that cloud absorbs all your worries into itself. That cloud swallows up your fears and your anxieties and your worries into itself. It swallows up all your doubts and hesitations and your concerns for the future. And as it does, it develops a steadily darkening presence like a storm cloud, filling up with all of those worries, tensions, and fears and anxieties, doubts and hesitations, all spiraling away from you, disappearing inside the cloud that grows darker and darker and darker. And when the last part of your worries and cares and tensions and stress finally disappear into the cloud, the sun bursts through and dispels every one of your worries, fears, and anxieties to the very edges of the universe itself, and leaves you completely, totally relaxed, calm and confident, at ease with yourself, not a single care in the world. For all your troubles and worries and cares have floated away from you. And now you can settle yourself down into a very comfortable position and drift into a very deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you can dream. You can dream about the wonderful experiences of life. And find yourself in your dream standing in a wondrous garden, feeling the softness of newly cut grass beneath your feet, allowing the scent of masses upon masses of brightly colored flowers surrounding you completely, a pure, fresh, clean air where you have no allergy problems whatsoever, for every breath brings you renewed energy, strength, and resilience. And as you experience this wonderful place here in your dreams, notice a magical place that stretches out. And as you relax and sink into a beautiful, quiet sleep, dream that your whole body is growing lighter. Lighter and lighter and lighter, as if it's filled with helium, a buoyant air that causes you to feel so light you begin to float on air, and feel yourself just floating and drifting, softly rising higher and higher and higher, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And somehow, through your closed eyes, feel and experience a sea of color, a warm sea of color that seems to comfort and quiet your mind as you rise higher and higher and higher, suspended now in warmth and color that seems somehow unreal and yet at the same time has one of the most comfortingly familiar feels to it. Safe, protected, and aware that life is unfolding exactly as it should, and that all things will take care of themselves in their own time. and as you float, become aware of the misty reds and oranges. Notice the soft, muted yellows and the gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds supporting all around you. The deepest, softest indigos and violets that you have ever imagined. And soon it begins to dawn on you that you are floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow. And in this rainbow, time and space do not exist in the same way that we usually know it to be. In this space, this magical place, you could float for just a moment, or for 100 years, perhaps even a lifetime, or just the simple blinking of an eye. You can float forwards in time, to a time that is far beyond your current day, a time far into the future, or you can move back in time, perhaps even back before your own lifetime, before all the experiences that you've had in present day. And gradually, you begin to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you want to, as long as you wish, suspended in comfort and stillness, where nothing matters, where no one needs anything from you, when there's nothing for you to do but just experience life and joy and wisdom. And with this wonderful, relaxed feeling where your body and mind just float and drift through a magical sea of gentle, flowing colors, where time seems to be suddenly of such little importance. And as you ponder on these curious thoughts, begin to feel yourself gently descending downwards. Lower and lower and lower you sink, softly floating down, down through the beautiful rainbow of protection, becoming more relaxed and more lazy, until eventually you realize you've stopped floating downwards and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake, a peaceful lake, a quiet lake, surrounded by soft, rolling hills and shrouded in the most gentle silver mist. And there are trees and sweetly flowering shrubs and grasses, and they all grow at the edge of the water. And everything here is bathed in a beautiful golden light, a golden light that seems to bathe everything in warmth and certainty. And you find yourself marveling at the deep sense of calmness, of comfort, that seems to fill your entire being as you stroll lazily now along the shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colors. Subtle changes. They blend so smoothly, just like life seems to blend so easily one moment after another. And you find it's difficult for you to know exactly when blue becomes violet and violet becomes green. And the changes fascinate you. Same as life creates curiosity for you and opportunity. And as you think about these two parallels, you settle yourself down onto a soft, smooth rock. And you gaze out across the crystal clear water. And as you watch, every so often, something, perhaps a fish, just something, seems to break the surface of the water and create these amazing ripples that flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that lap against the edges of the rock that you're sitting on. And as they do so, you smile and you lean forward just to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create even more ripples. Ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of color across the lake, interacting with others and making new and ever-changing patterns. And you realize that this peaceful place is the pool of all knowledge, and that while you're here, you are a part of everything, and everything a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open up your mind and let go of any barriers, anything that holds you back, any blocks to memory and to learning and to experience. And you let go of doubt and hesitation. And you realize that in this space, in this place, life is unfolding exactly as it should be. And you feel comfortable with change. And you find now that your mind is prepared, it's receptive to everything I say. And everything I say is for your benefit and will be accepted and acted upon by your inner conscious mind. And as a result, it will have a steady, increasing and natural effect upon the way that you think, upon the way that you feel, upon the way that you behave. And all of the influences of these suggestions are for your benefit, and they will increase over the coming days, the coming weeks, and the coming months, and you will become far more comfortable with who you are and where you're going. You find your mind is more relaxed, it's more calm, and you are coping better with everyone and everything and all the events that occur in your life. In fact, you are so deeply relaxed now that the suggestions you hear will have a permanent and an immediate effect upon your mind. You're going to hear every word I speak, even though you might find your mind wanders at times, because right now nothing else matters except this wonderful feeling of relaxation that you're experiencing. You're letting go of all those things in your life you felt were out of control, and generating within you a new level of acceptance, of peacefulness, of certainty. You're beginning to realize that all that anxiety and worrying you've been doing over the past hasn't done you any good at all, for life is a series of ups and downs, and we have to experience the lows if we really want to appreciate the highs and the middle ground. And when things go wrong, sometimes we worry and make ourselves ill, but that doesn't do us any good at all. In fact, I want you to ask yourself, does worrying change or improve anything for you? Of course not. It only creates stress, lines on the brow, and nobody likes a worrier, for it makes them worry as well, just like laughter. Being worried and anxious is contagious. So I want you to decide right now that from this point onwards, you are going to react far more positively in the future. Instead of worrying your life away, you're going to take life's ups and downs in stride. You're going to be calm, collected, and confident. And I want you just to remember these three C's from this point forward. Calm, collected, and confident. That's you. And there have been times when you tried to sleep and all of life's problems went round and round and round in your head. It happens a lot to worriers because their mind is still trying to sort everything out. And it niggles away at the back of the mind and tends to come forward when what we need most is sleep. Now, if that's happened to you, we're going to stop doing that from this point on. You're simply going to remember the three C's and remain calm, collected, confident. You remain calm because there's no point in worrying. It's not going to resolve anything. You find your thoughts are clear and collected. They're in your mind. And you're confident that everything will sort itself out. And that if needed, your mind will find a solution if there's one to be found. And you allow yourself the freedom and the flexibility and the curiosity to be given the information and the insights you need. You're going to be curious about other people's thoughts and their ideas. You're going to remain calm about your own, coping with life just as it happens, because you trust yourself. And you find that it's easy now to drift off somewhere nice right before going to sleep, because you know that any problems that exist in your mind will be resolved at night in your sleep. And as you drift away to a special place, as you leave all the worries and cares behind, you can put them in a drawer or a cupboard, ready to be dealt with at a more appropriate time. Or you can send them up towards that big black storm cloud, that cloud that was hovering over you, that was being filled with your doubts and hesitations, fears, worries, and anxieties for the future, sending all your worries up to be consumed by the dark cloud, and then bringing on a gust of wind to blow them all away, just to blow them all away, because right now you're simply enjoying these wonderful feelings of calm, of peacefulness. And I wonder if you can see or sense a beautiful stairway in your mind with hundreds of steps going down, down into the most amazing place. And as you descend gently downwards, melting deeper and deeper and deeper into rest, deeper and deeper down as you go, down the stairs, noticing the beautiful colors, the rich warm hues, calm, reassuring, coping, relaxing, feeling absolutely more in control than you've ever felt before, deciding once and for all that worrying is not doing you any good at all. From now on, only remembering these three C's: calm, collected, confident. And that makes you feel good, and it makes you feel capable, and it makes you feel strong and absolutely certain that everything will work out exactly as it should, and that life will continue, and your mind will resolve whatever you need to resolve when you rest in complete control of your mind, body, and health. So I want you just to remain in this beautiful, relaxed state for at least another few moments while you enjoy these wonderful feelings. And when you reach the bottom of the stairway, look around and just enjoy being in this wonderful, peaceful place, a part of you, a wonderful place you can visit anytime you want to, all with the power of your own mind, freeing your mind and body to resolve whatever needs to be fixed, developing the solutions with creative intelligence, and feeling a deep sense of inner peace, calm, collected, and confident that everything is unfolding as it should. From 1 up to 3. And as I count 1 up to 3, just allowing yourself to experience the power and the certainty of inner peace, a calmness, a quietness, a stillness, a quiet certainty that everything is unfolding exactly as it should. 1. Feel the energy flowing within every muscle, every nerve, every cell in your body, reawakening your soul and your confidence and your strength. 2, allowing that ripple to pulse through every nerve, every cell, every muscle of your body, experiencing a whole new level of certainty, of confidence, of strength, and of power. Allowing yourself to feel as if you've been bathed in the most amazing, sparkling mountain stream. You feel lighter. You feel freer. For a burden has been lifted, and should you ever need to dispel worry and anxiety and fear and stress, imagining that dark cloud absorbing all of those things, and a big gust of wind blowing them away, far, far away from you, leaving you calm, quiet, peaceful, certain in your abilities, confident in your capabilities. Calm, collected, confident. 3, just opening your eyes, feeling the power, the strength, and the certainty. Take a deep breath in and allow yourself to come all the way back, feeling free, feeling calm, feeling quiet, or drift off into the most amazing and powerful sleep, and dream. Dream of all the things yet to be done with absolute excellence. Dream of peace.